Time for today's No Sweat News. We're giving up a very cool Rat Radio hoodie on our Friday No Sweat News quiz. So keep these stories in mind.
These hoodies are handy, by the way, at WRAT.com if you want to check them out for yourself. But you know what? Before you buy one, win one Friday.
Yeah. Wow, we got a monolith update. Wouldn't it be cool if this turns into the last great moment of 2020?
Oh, man. Oh,
wait, wouldn't it be cool if this turned into the only cool moment of 2020?
Let's get off this planet already and find one of the moons of Jupiter.
A monolith identical to the one that just disappeared in Utah has been found in Romania.
That's because the monolith is teleporting. It's made of extraterrestrial matter. What do you mean?
Well, here's the update.
What are the odds of a monolith showing up in Utah, disappearing, the next day it shows up in Romania?
Across the planet?
That's impossible.
A couple of weeks ago, somebody spotted the mysterious structure in the remote desert of Utah, right? Nobody knew what the hell it was. Bunch of people went to go check it out. Turned out to be a 12-foot steel monolith. Looked very alien-like. Then, last weekend, boom, disappeared from the face of the planet.
Gone. Without a trace.
Well, now, a virtually identical monolith just found near an ancient archaeological landmark in Romania.
Well, case closed for me. Aliens walk among us.
See that?
I'm telling you.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. One more note.
What?
Someone posted on Instagram, the story of how they witnessed the people come to the one in Utah and take it away.
Uh-huh.
Because they were pissed that so many people were trampling all over the desert. And they were like, get this thing out of here. We're sick of the,
Well, hold on.
People were leaving their garbage and poop everywhere.
So you're saying that people witnessed the monolith being removed?
Yeah.
My point is this. What if those were aliens dressed up like humans?
I mean, it
could
be.
That removed it.
It could be.
I'm just saying.
I saw Men in Black.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they do.
You know, come on. That's what they've been doing for years. Dressed up like humans.
So, Either that or that whole Instagram thing is, he's an alien to begin with.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not buying the Instagram person.
We're going to keep our eye on the monolith story to see if the one in Romania disappears and if it gets transported somewhere else.
I hope they have a monolith. I hope it transports here so we can touch it and our intelligence grows.
Yes.
If you believe the Stanley Kubrick movie.
We could use it.
Yeah, no, I know. We got to have Gotts rubbing his entire body over that monolith.
Dateline Hawaii for story number two. The Aloha State has an offer for anyone who is working from home. They will cover your airfare if you promise to work remotely from Hawaii.
You got it. Would you mind, Carl, if I start Skyping in here?
It's been announced by a Hawaii travel, tourism group called Movers and Shakas, S-H-A-K-S. And I'm looking for the downside here, and I'm not finding one.
We will pay for you.
They fly you out, and you work from paradise.
Yeah.
I mean,
can they give me a little place to live? And
well,
then
here's
we're
the
good
thing.
To go.
Here's the thing. The organist, there's a requirement that you do some volunteer work in the community while you're there.
I will do that.
I mean, if they want me to pick up garbage as I walk along the beautiful, pristine beaches, I will.
Not a problem for me at all.
And, of course, you do have to cover the cost of where you're staying and food and so forth. But they say they're going to work out discounts for you.
What?
I mean, it's...
Yeah. Okay.
Movers and Shakas.org. So Movers and Shakas.org.
Movers and Shakas, probably.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, listen. I like this. I like this website very much.
Working from right now, I've got this fake Hawaii beach scene in the back of some of my Zoom meetings. Who knew it could be a real thing?
Absolutely. And go there and surf. Maybe do a little, have a little fun like that. Oh, my gosh.
Going to fly me out. And now, Dateline, the United Kingdom for story number three. Here he is, the dumbest person on the planet.
Oh.
Yep. Riz Pilot, gentleman from Peterborough, United Kingdom. For whatever reason, he likes to go on sprees where he calls 911 over and over. And when he gets the dispatcher on the phone, he burps and hangs up.
Okay.
He has been arrested and sent to jail for doing it.
Oh, no.
But he hasn't stopped.
He has to continue this.
He's
on a mission.
Called 911 to burp 24 times in 45 minutes. And
wow.
He just got sent to jail for causing a public nuisance for 6 full months. What kind of jag-off are you?
I mean, you couldn't just call someone. See, that's why you don't call 911.
Dude.
Call, like, a local bar.
Seriously. Call Mo over at the tavern.
That's what I mean.
What the hell?
I like the prank call. I would get some new material. I mean, maybe you mix in a fart with the burp. Maybe you mix in a puke. You know, let's not just hit the burp. There's plenty of bodily functions. We could have a lot of fun with this.
The last thing you do is prank 911.
Don't prank 911. But I'm just talking about the fact that he only went with burp 50 times in a row.
He had to brand it.
Yeah, I guess.
I like the consistency end of that.
Yeah. But I mean, you'd throw in a little flatulence if you're going to go with the burp angle. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe that's 2021 when he gets out of jail in 6 months.
That's the second album. That's the debut. I mean, that's the follow-up album.
And there's people calling us to fart on their phone. That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll see you for Friday's quiz. Your chance to win a Rat Radio hoodie and some New Jersey Lottery scratch-off tickets.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.